Well, in keeping with the two boom week, I'm here with Johnny Fox London, and we've just finally caught up with Forbidden Broadway on the Strand. Not to be confused with Broadway, it's on the West End. And
Tooting Broadway, where we were on Tuesday.
That's true as well, yes. Well picked up. But anyway. Anyway, we're finally caught up. It's got another month to go. Well, there's just an interesting character on the street on the Strand at the moment. But, John, I found that very funny. I saw Forbidden Broadway when it was at the Chocolate Factory at the beginning of its run in the summer. I saw it again. Most of the jokes I'd seen before, but I laughed still. Did you find it funny?
I thought it was lovely. I mean, it washes over you like a lovely warm breeze, really. It's so warm. And although it's bitchy and it's funny and it's quite sharp in its assassination of some of the big musicals that we're very familiar with, I think it does it with such affection as well. Yes. That there's no real malice in it. Well, unless you're Elaine Page or Robert Lindsay, yes. In which case you come in for a good kicking.
Yes. But, you know, it's a bit like what we aspire to be, isn't it?
What's that? Everybody's a Critic, the first song.
Yes.
Everybody thinks they're a critic. Yes, that's a very good piece. I really like that.
Yes.
And performers, brilliant. I really, really admired Damien Humbley.
He really needs to have his own show.
Yes, he does. He's an actor, I think, much overlooked, really, although he has had some great successes at the Chocolate Factory. But the reason
did
he...
Did you drop your glasses?
Oh, no, I did. Yes, should we cut and paste this?
Yeah, we'll cut that out.
Okay.
It's just a homeless man that just picked up our glasses. Well, your glasses.
Yeah, they were in my pocket.
Oh, okay.
I think Damien Humbley is an actor much overlooked, although he has had some great successes at the Menier Chocolate Factory, because although he's doing spoof material, he does it with absolute conviction, as though he were playing the parts himself. So, you know, he is as authentic as Jean Valjean, even though he's wearing pantomime gear and trotting around the Revolve that isn't actually there.
Yes.
I mean, very, very, very great work, and a beautiful singing voice.
Yes. And also, can't forget Laura Tebbutt.
Laura Tebbutt standing in for Christina Bianco in Taller Shoes, basically, and doing brilliantly, fantastic as Christine Chenoweth and as what's that woman I don't like?
Idina Menzel.
That woman I don't like, and
or
the other,
Cheetah, or,
and the other one, no.
Or Cheetah,
Bernadette Peters. Bernadette Peters, always late to every note. Yes, sorry,
never on.
and never on. Singing to See Me on a Monday. Yes, very, very funny.
All right, well, it's on for another month, so go see it.
That's right.